It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. Man, we have a great show for you. And I'm excited for my guest today, Dave Woodward. And we're going to be talking about a lot of very cool stuff. He is the chief revenue officer for a company called ClickFunnels. And you can find out more about them at clickfunnels.com. But before we get started, I know you guys are waiting for the quote of the day. Today's quote of the day is brought to you by the good folks at Geico Insurance. Geico Insurance. And so the quote today is, automation is going to cause unemployment and we need to prepare for it, by Mark Cuban. Automation is going to cause unemployment and we need to prepare for it. The quote is by Mark Cuban. All right, let's jump into it. As I said today, my guest is Dave Woodward. Dave is the Chief Revenue and Business Development Officer for ClickFunnels, a SaaS program that lets people design and create sales pages, landing pages, order forms, membership sites. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bert. I'm excited to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this. First of all, the term of art, SaaS, which stands for software as a service, in case somebody's listening and they're not necessarily familiar with that means, if you could think of a cloud-based software program that you're using, that is what we're talking about today. Anything that you can find on the cloud, maybe it's a calendaring program, or maybe it's a video editing program that is a piece of software. I think of it as something that's just sitting there in the cloud. You pay a membership, or maybe you purchase it and you get access to it. This is what ClickFunnels is. It's a software that is hosted by you guys, and I can access it and build my order forms, membership sites, landing pages, sales pages, et cetera, correct?
Absolutely. Yep, that's exactly right.
All right. So let's talk about ClickFunnels. How did you guys come up with ClickFunnels? What does it do? How technical do I have to get or be?
Well, first of all, address the last question. As far as how technical do you have to be? You don't have to be technical at all. If you can type, you can basically work on ClickFunnels. So it's basically one of those things where whatever you type in is what you see is what you get. And it's literally just drag and drop. So if you can move your mouse and drag a picture from one area to another, you can use ClickFunnels. So it's super simple. We actually joke around about it. Our developers, when we were developing it, used to always, our CEO's name is Russell Brunson. He's co-founder and CEO. And the whole idea behind it was basically their test was, is if they could do it so that Russell could use it, then anybody could use it. And that was kind of how we started it. And so that's how we built it. And going back to your first question, as far as why did we actually build it? Bert, we actually built it out of need for ourselves. We've been doing a whole bunch of products and services online for the last 12 to 15 years. And one of the things, we were in the process actually of working with a supplement company. And so we had literally a warehouse full of supplements that we needed to sell. And the hard part was we were dealing with graphics people and designers and developers. And it was taking us literally months to be able to get a website that was up and functioning fast enough that we could actually test it, tweak it, and take money or basically put offers out that people could buy. And it got to the point where we were doing this on a pretty regular basis, and we thought there's got to be a way where we could create it one time and then just use that same platform to be able to use it time and time and time again. And that's what was the genesis of how we started ClickFunnels.
Gotcha. And what I love about what you said about Russell Brunson there is that here's a co-founder of a, what I would kind of consider a tech company, but it's basically built on the fact that he's not very technical. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Amazing marketing mind, by far one of the best marketing minds in the industry. But when it comes to tech, that's not his specialty. So that was the idea behind it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's like, that's like Ford saying, hey, we're going to build cars, but, you know, I don't know anything about building cars, which actually may be true in Ford's case. He knew a lot about, interestingly enough, he knew a lot about automation. He's the guy who really started, you know, completely revolutionized, you know, that industry. And I'm not talking about the auto industry, even though he did revolutionize that, but he's the guy who came up with the whole, what do you call it? What's it called? The whole worker on a, you know, what do you call it? Belt. And, you know, everybody has that one component that they put on there. So he really, you know, this is kind of like the, Ford, maybe Ford and Russell there have a little symbiotic, brotherhood there or something. They're both guys.
I'm sure there's a lot of truth.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that.
All right. So now I got to ask you this, because one of the things that you said is that, hey, you had, you know, you guys have been doing this for years and you had all this background and, you know, and all this other stuff. So ClickFunnels, and again, for you guys, you can check out ClickFunnels at clickfunnels.com. But is ClickFunnels like for everybody? I mean, is it really for everybody, or is it really better? So, you know, is it just better for, let's say, you know, a few industries? Anybody could use it, but it's really built for, let's say, you mentioned supplements, or it's really good for, you know, people who sell, I don't know, goats to pirates or something. Is it specific to one or two industries, or can really anybody use it?
That's a great question. I think when we originally started, it probably applied more to people who had information they wanted to sell online. Right now, though, I can tell you, when a person goes to ClickFunnels.com, they actually, on the right-hand side is a survey where there's literally 10 different verticals and niches that we find people using this for. And really what it comes down to, it's for anybody who either wants to generate a lead or to sell something online. So if you're in the business of generating leads or trying to sell anything, then ClickFunnels works for you. We've got everything from business to business, franchises using it, nonprofit organizations, chiropractors, doctors, dentists, attorneys, nonprofit, network marketing companies, authors, speakers, coaches, literally anybody at all who's out there to generate a lead or to sell something online, ClickFunnels will work for you.
Yeah, I think that covers everybody. Because if you're in business, you either want to sell something or you want to generate a lead. I think that covers everybody.
Then yes, it works for absolutely everybody.
I'm trying to think, who does not want to sell something or generate a lead? Who could that be? But I think you're good. Okay, so let's talk about this. Now, for those who are hearing about ClickFunnels for the first time, and again, I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, you know, this is really a automated system to develop what we in the industry or in the marketing term would call a sales funnel. And a sales funnel is nothing more than a series of steps to get somebody from, let's say, opting in, maybe to get a free report, to maybe they buy what I call a loss leader. They buy a $20 widget for $5, and then they go from buying a $5 widget to maybe buying a $50 widget, and eventually maybe they're buying a premium widget of, you know, whatever that premium widget is. It's a series of steps, and that's a sales funnel. And ClickFunnels has basically taken that, which could literally take weeks, if not months, to build, and made it into this drag and click type program.
You're exactly right, Bert. I think probably the easiest thing for a person who's not familiar with what a sales funnel is, we see them online as well as offline. I think probably the easiest one most people are familiar with is McDonald's. You go into McDonald's and you go to the drive-thru, you order a hamburger, and the very first thing they say is, well, do you want Coke and fries with that? And that's the upsell. So it may cost McDonald's, you know, on a $2.50 burger, it may cost them $1.85 just to get you into the drive-thru. But once you're there, so their profit on that hamburger itself isn't much at all. Where the profit comes is in what we refer to as the upsell. It's the fries and a Coke. And then, by the way, do you want to biggie size that as well? That's really the idea behind a sales funnel. It's finding some, and I think the key for a lot of people is to understand that, unlike a website, we joke around a lot these days, Bert, that about the death of the website. Really, for a lot of businesses, a website, all it is a is a huge billboard with a whole bunch of calls to action. And usually when a person lands there, they don't know what to do. And the idea behind a sales funnel is to take one product or one service and to use that as you may mention, you know, it might be your lead generation piece. You might be offering a free report. You might be offering a product or service that they can purchase at a discounted rate. Again, if you think as far as getting offline, a chiropractor who basically is offering a free alignment assessment or something like that to get you into their office where they'll sell you more. A dentist who has a free x-rays or exams or even teeth whitening kit or something like that. People run across sales funnels all the time. I think online these days, probably one of the most common ones is Amazon. You go to Amazon, at the very bottom, soon you buy something. People who bought this also bought this. So the idea behind a sales funnel, it gets really kind of confusing for some people. But when you start looking around you, you're running across sales funnels all the time. What ClickFunnels does is actually simplifies that and makes it very easy for the consumer as well as for the business owner to actually navigate through that.
Yeah. And give me maybe an estimate here, because you guys have been doing this for a while. Like you said, you're putting together one for the supplement company, which was the inspiration behind ClickFunnels. So when you guys as professionals would build out a funnel, typically how many people would it take and how long would it take?
It's a great question. I can tell you when you start looking at the copywriters, the designers, the graphics, the tech guys, typically would involve touching the hands of anywhere from 12 to 15 people to actually get a sales funnel all built out. And the time frame, depending on how elaborate the funnel was, it literally would take a couple of months. And the hard part was if something wasn't right, you then had to go back to someone and get it redone, and then it would typically involve two or three people making that change. So the changes to it was probably one of the most difficult things that we were experiencing.
Yeah. Okay, so kind of put you on the spot here. So when somebody starts using ClickFunnels, how does that different from using a traditional sales funnel? Obviously, we've already talked about the fact that a traditional sales funnel could take, 10, 15 people, it could take months. Walk me through this difference between ClickFunnels.
Sure. So one of the first things that I made mention earlier was we have, first thing you could go online on clickfunnels.com and find out which one of the 10 niches they're in. And we actually then give them three funnels that are pre-built for that specific industry or that niche. So it's already done where all they have to do is literally just change out, literally move some pictures around, put their own pictures in, put their own words, their own copy, their headlines, and they literally can have that up and running in a couple of hours using some of the template funnels that we already have out there. That's probably the easiest thing for a person to get up and doing so they can have something done quickly. If they want to do something completely custom, depending if they already have their assets, meaning they have their pictures or their videos already done, they have the copy they're going to use, then in that case, it's going to take them maybe a couple, 3-4 hours, maybe the rest of the day to kind of get it up and working. But usually we find within 24 to 48 hours, a person can go from scratch, having nothing at all, to having their funnel up and ready.
Wow. And again,
but one of the things we've had a lot of fun with is just seeing how quickly people can do it. It's been fun. We spent a lot of time with a lot of celebrities in the past who wanted funnels built. And so we would help them with that. And it's been interesting to see how quick it is. We actually were with one gentleman up in his G5 jet, basically building his funnel in the air. It's that easy to do. So it works.
That's funny. It's all get out. That's cool. So I want to talk about this real quick. You can take somebody, again, with no technical skills. They go to ClickFunnels. They fill out the survey. They get these three pre-built funnels for them, and they customize it. They put in their pictures, their text, and theoretically, they're up and running within a few hours.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's incredible. What I like about this is that it really puts a lot of power into that entrepreneur's hands, because anybody who's ever had a website built, anybody who's ever had a funnel built, you'd outsource all that stuff. And, you have no idea whether it takes them 10 minutes or 10 hours to build this $10,000 widget that they're building for you, right?
Exactly.
So this is incredible.
For us, it's been one of the things, a lot of, to your point there, Bert, what we find for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners is the tech is one of the things that scares them the most. And it's really frustrating because you've got this great idea and you want to get this idea out to market to at least find out, does it even work? Is it a viable product? So we have a lot of people who literally just create the funnel just to test it at first, even before they have the product. I was talking with a lady last night who was in a situation where she saw this product online. She thought, you know, I really want to see, I want to do something like that. I said, well, then just create a funnel and drive traffic to it. You don't even have to have the product. She's like, what? I have to have the product. I'm like, no, you don't even have to have the product to sell. Find out if there's interest. If there's interest, one, we actually had a guy who was selling gun targets that you would basically self-adhesive gun targets, and he found out that what people wanted were gun cleaning kits. And so he created a gun cleaning kit, a funnel, and literally after he sold it, he went next door to Walmart and bought it and shipped it out. And so he used it to test whether or not he could do it, and then he ended up going to China and sourced out the whole thing. But at least he was able to get something tested to see if there was a viable market for what it was he wanted to sell. And he literally did tens of millions of dollars with his with those products. So it works extremely well for that.
Yeah, and so I want to kind of clarify something in case somebody thinks, hey, that sounds kind of weird you're not talking about, you know, taking people's money and running away. You're talking about doing an honest test market. And there are places that have really built their fortune on that. There's what do you call it? There's Indiegogo. There's what's the other big one that
they're called the same type of thing.
Yeah. These crowdfunding places will allow you to test the water. And, you know, you can be very transparent with your customer and say, I'm going to create this widget. You know, you can get on the list. You can put a dollar down and whatever. There's so many different ways. But it's interesting that we now as a society have gotten used to funding a project before they actually have built the project. So this is something that is not I don't want to say it's quite mainstream yet, but it's not unheard of. It's very common to hear somebody who launches a product, gets a bunch of money, and then fulfills those orders.
Absolutely right. And I think the big issue, as you made mention, was, you know, Bert, it's expensive to go and buy a whole bunch of product and sit in your shelf, and you don't even know if there's even any interest in it. It's just an idea you had. And so what we find for a lot of people and why they love ClickFunnels is it's real easy to get something out to market to find out, is this something someone would even be willing to buy? And my only reason to mention that is too often there's a lot of people who will do a case study or they'll do peer questions and try to say, you know, would you be interested in this? And people are like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. But until a person actually puts down their credit card, you don't know how viable your product actually is. The person says they may want to buy it, but until they actually spend the money on it, that's when you know you've got a customer. And so one of the great things about ClickFunnels – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And I think the key to it is to realize that there's the huge difference for a business owner as far as generating a lead as an opt-in versus generating a customer. And for us, customers are so much more valuable than leads are because these are people who actually spent money. And these days online, the hardest dollar to get is the first dollar. Once you've built trust with a customer and they've actually spent money with you, it's 10 times easier to sell them the next thing. But until they trust you and they know, like, and respect you, that's their opinion as far as opting in really doesn't mean much.
Right. And so what I was going to say is you can get a false sense of reality by going to your peers and your friends and your family and saying, hey, do you think this is good? And you can get grandma and somebody to buy some of your stuff, right? Because they support you and they love you, so they might give you some money to buy your whatever. But when you put together a website and strangers are willing to give you money, that to me is a clear sign that you're on the right track.
I totally agree.
And I also want to, you know, to me, the smart entrepreneur is somebody who is flexible back to the guy that you were talking about. He created these targets, but the feedback he got was gun cleaning kits. And he shifted. Okay, well, I'm going to sell what my customers are wanting to buy. Not a really hard strategy there, but Dave, you and I probably know people who refuse to sell what their customers want to buy, and then they wonder why they can't make any money.
I'm sure we've both seen the horror stories of that happening.
Yeah, you know, man, my thing is so much better. They need to buy this. But no, your customers are telling you they want to buy this other thing. I don't care.
Exactly right.
All right. So here we are. We're talking about, you know, some success stories or, you know, some ideas of how to be successful with business and without what do you call it, spending a bunch of money. Yeah, build your funnel first, build the sales mechanism first. ClickFunnels have been around how long now?
We just hit 4 years in September, so 4 years in a month.
Wow. Okay, 4 years. Awesome. So do you have some success stories of entrepreneurs who have used ClickFunnels?
Absolutely. We have over 67,000 customers using our software every single day. We started 2 years ago what we refer to as our two comma club. So two commas comes from the fact that in $1 million, there's two commas. So to get into the two comma club, they have to have sold over $1 million through a sales funnel. And as of today, we have over 372 people now who have done over $1 million inside of a sales funnel. And then this last year, we ended up rolling out our eight-figure award, which was for anybody done over 10 million. And to date, we have 26 people have done over 10 million in a sales funnel. And the great thing for us is that, again, it's a huge, huge success story. I mean, it's so much fun for us to see where these people were and where they are now and how it literally changed their lives. For us, it's all about impact. It's the impact that we have on our customers. But more important than that, Bert, it's really the impact that our customers have on their customers. That's where the real lives get changed. And we've seen this happen in so many different industries and niches. One of our, I guess, a poster child recently has been a company called by the name of Lady Boss, who started off as husband and wife in their 20s, and literally were lived in New Mexico and were trying to get to Tennessee for Christmas and had no money. And they ended up putting together their first funnel and was an information product on how to lose weight. She had been the fastest woman to get her IPP card, which basically is her international bodybuilding card. And so she had lost a whole bunch of weight, and so she wanted to tell her story. And so in the next 60 days, she basically rolled it. They launched their product and did just over $10,000 in that first month, which then was allowed them to not only get to Tennessee, but to pay for Christmas and to actually spend time with their family. They've now gone on to do they're on track right now to do somewhere in the neighborhood about $30 to $40 million this year. Because their product line has totally changed. It's no longer just information products. It includes now a clothing line. It includes a supplement line. And it's been fascinating for us to see just when a person really understands how business works and it goes back to what you said, Bert, where they identify what it is their customer really wants and they provide those products and services for them, it has helped them to build an enormous business. I've got on the other side of the world, I've got another person basically who – is in the nonprofit industry and made over $1 million this last year, actually helping save a dying fledgling Christian summer camp for kids. He and his wife had met at that summer camp, and he was a teacher, high school teacher, and he had heard that the summer camp was closing. The executive director was retired, and they just didn't have enough money, and it had kind of fallen apart. He's like, I don't want to lose this. This has been a part of our life. Our kids go there. And so he reached out and said, can I help drive traffic to your event, to your thing? And he said, well, we're just going to close the doors. He goes, well, can I just take this over? So he took it upon himself, he and his wife. He still kept his job going as a high school teacher. But in the course of the next 6 months, they not only filled every single week during the summer, they actually were able to then teach other nonprofits how to do the exact same thing. And they're actually in Canada, and they received a nationwide award for being the fastest growing nonprofit helping other nonprofits, teaching them exactly what to do. So it's been really neat for us to see how these different programs have helped. Again, it's not just about the customer, it's about their customers' customers, and it's just changing lives, and we love it. It's a ton of fun.
That's incredible. That's incredible. All right, so the first success story was this couple who wanted to get home to Tennessee, and they put together basically an info product, which was like, what, an ebook, I'm thinking?
It was more than that. It actually was a membership site.
Taught
women how to lose weight. So it was I think it was either a 45 or a 90 day challenge. And she basically told her story. And then she's done a ton of her homework, and she created recipes and a fitness program. And they ended up selling that fitness program, as a membership site. And, it's helped literally millions of women over the last 4 years.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And so, that's kind of a neat story, simply because, you know, obviously they probably, this is a great thing about being highly motivated, right? So
yes.
What's interesting to me is they probably kind of had all this information before, you know, and they finally made that decision. You know, I'm talking about, they made that clear, decisive, I'm not, you know, this is the only choice that we have kind of decision. We're going to burn all our bridges and we're going to do this so we can create enough money so we can get home for Christmas. And that kind of clarity is so powerful. And they were able to use ClickFunnels, build that funnel. And they obviously, you know, did whatever they had to promote it. They probably, you know, talked to friends. They went on social media. They did whatever they had to do. And, you know, in 60 days, not only did they create the money that they, more than the money that they wanted, but now they created an entire business.
Absolutely right. I think it goes back to what you said. It's that determination. It's the focus of, I'm not going to dabble with this. I'm going to make this something that's going to literally change not only my life, but the lives of our customers. And I believe that when you take a look at business, that's what business is all about. It's about having an impact. It's about providing change that really impacts the people, your customers. It's not just a matter about selling a product. It's what that product can do for that person.
Yeah, it really is, because I think it was Simon Sinek who has, I think, one of the best quotes ever about why people buy from you. And really, this is about, you know, he was talking about business, but I think this applies to anything in life. And that is, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. And
I totally agree with you on that. Huge believer in that.
Yeah. And again, this could be, what do you call it? In the family room or in the boardroom, people buy why you're doing it. And you look at, what do you call it? A company like, Tom's Shoes. Tom's Shoes created an entire new way of selling shoes. It was cause marketing, and people bought into why they should buy Tom's Shoes, why this was important to them, and it went viral. I mean, it blew up, you know, and all of a sudden, all of my kids and all the kids in the neighborhood are wearing Tom's Shoes, and, you know, you ask them, why are you spending so much money on a pair of shoes? It's because not only are these shoes cool, meaning, hey, I love the way these shoes make me feel, right? But I also like the fact that we're helping somebody else get a pair of shoes someplace else. So they bought into why versus what. And that's, I think, a great example of what Sinek is talking about.
I totally agree with you. We've kind of adopted some of the same things that Tom's Shoes does. And that is, for every funnel that gets published, we donate a dollar to Village Impact, which helps build schools throughout Africa. And it's been fun. I was over there in Kenya this summer. We had 12 different classrooms that were built in this little tiny village. And it was just fascinating. And from there, the next thing is providing water to the community and looking at other things as far as really having an impact on those villages. We work with another organization called Operation Underground Railroad, which helps save children from sex slavery. And so it's, for us, it's really about, we've got a large mission around liberating and educating kids. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is if you have a strong enough reason why. And for us, obviously, our reason why is for our customers, but for us as a company, that's one of the main reasons we strive to build this, is to liberate and educate kids throughout the world.
Absolutely. Look, this is to me a great example why we should all strive to be as successful as possible. It's not about, hey, I made millions of dollars, look at me. It's, hey, I made millions of dollars, look how I'm impacting the world. So you guys are helping build schools. You're helping the sex trafficking situation, which is crazy how big that is. So, you know, that to me is the reason why you and people like Russell and anybody who has a business is, yeah, we should all strive to be as successful as possible so we can help our community, so we can help our, you know, the people around us, help people who are struggling with just basic necessities. That's why, you know, we all should be, you know, striving to be successful as possible, whatever that means to you. But ultimately, it's to help our fellow human beings on some basis, on some level.
I totally agree with you, Bert. I personally believe that entrepreneurs are the only people who can change the world. And I don't believe governments will. I don't believe I believe the only way the world changes is because of small middle-sized business owners who take it upon themselves to impact change in their own local neighborhoods. And then they can go as large and as big as they want. But I believe that you have a financial obligation, a moral obligation. If you feel like you've got a product or a service that can benefit the world, I believe you've got a moral obligation to get that out to the world. And that's kind of our mission, is to help small to middle-sized businesses get their message out to the world, to impact, and to have that, to really be able to change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. You know, because I don't know if you've ever gotten that question where they see you and they see all the success that you've had and they say, well, you know, why are you still working? Why are you still, you know, pushing for more? You're already so successful. You got the big car, the big house. You take all these great trips. Why? And that's the reason why, is because it's, you know, at first it is about us. You got to take care of your family. You want to be successful for your own self. But then you get to the point where it's about other people. And I think a lot of people, I want to say maybe people who are struggling or aren't as sophisticated, don't realize that it's not about us anymore. It's about helping other people.
You and I agree completely in the same realm there. I think you got to take care of yourself first. You got to be able to provide for yourself and your own necessities. But once those are provided for, another nice car or another house doesn't drive you as much as providing an impact in other areas does. It's been amazing. I've had the opportunity of making a lot of money, and I've had the opportunity of losing a lot of money. And I can tell you that one of the main things for me has been once you make it back, is you very quickly realize that once you've taken care of your own needs, the very next thing is to start taking care of others.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I think that we, you know, you see, successful people that are sometimes villainized on TV. And granted, you know, there are some people out there who are rotten, selfish individuals, and you know, there's always going to be some of those people. But for the majority of the people that I know, the more successful they become, the more they invest in charities. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has been on my show multiple times, and him and I have become friends over the years. Schwarzenegger has two charities, and it's constantly doing things around the community that people don't even know that it's him, right? I mean, he doesn't care about having his name on everything that he touches. But, you know, it's, to me, he's a great example of, you know, he's got a charity for children. He's got a charity for the environment because he cares about those things passionately. You know, what do you call it? There's several UFC champions that I know, and they have charities for, one of them has a charity for veterans, and another one teaches kids how to protect themselves from bullying because that was an experience that he wanted, that he had dealt with and wants to help other people overcome. So, yeah, it really is about becoming successful and then helping your community. Other than that, I mean, if you're not doing that, I think you have a miserable life.
I on that same note, I believe all of money is just a magnifier. It makes good people great and bad people worse. And so if you're a bad person, you're going to do bad stuff anyways, and money's just going to make you do more bad stuff. But I think majority of people aren't that way. Sure, it makes for a great movies and great TV shows, but I think at least I've been fortunate in my life to be blessed with the association of a ton of very, very successful, very people are focused specifically on doing what's right and doing what's good. And I think it's neat for me to see the impact that they can have on the world by doing so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let me ask you this. What's next for ClickFunnels? I mean, ClickFunnels, as it continues to grow, you guys are 4 years old. You have how many members? 67,000?
Correct.
67,000 members. My producer told me that you guys do this thing. You guys put on a live event called Funnel Hacker.
Funnel Hacking Live.
Funnel Hacking Live. What the heck is a funnel hacking? Talk about Funnel Hacking Live.
Sure. So Funnel Hacking Live is our annual users conference. We'll have 5,000 people with us this next coming February in Nashville, actually. When we first started, the idea, we're really big on culture and making sure that people feel a part of a family. And this whole idea as far as becoming a funnel hacker is one of the things that started the very first year for us. And the idea behind it is too often a lot of people, when they go into business, they try to do it all themselves from scratch and they become a pioneer. And we learned a long time ago that the majority of the pioneers find themselves face down in the dirt with a whole bunch of arrows in their back. And the best way for people to have massive success is actually to model those people who are already being successful. And so the idea behind becoming a funnel hacker was to find other businesses or services that are successful, not to copy and not to steal, but to model the ideas behind how their funnel was built. And that's kind of where it started as far as this whole idea of modeling it and of getting success much faster instead of trying to start it all from scratch and not knowing what to do. Find someone who's already successful, model what they're doing, and take that model, put it inside a ClickFunnels, build out your funnel as fast as you can, drive traffic to it so you can have the same type of success, and then tweak that success from there. And so our conference is called Funnel Hacking Live because it's 5,000 funnel hackers all getting together talking about business and things that are working in their business and how they can contribute and provide more to the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk, real quick about some entrepreneur specific type stuff. In your experience, things that you've seen, what do you think is the number one thing that makes or breaks a business? If you were starting from scratch, what would be the thing that you focus on and why?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think the thing I would focus on, first of all, as we just made mention of, is finding someone you can model. I'm a huge believer in two different areas. One, as far as coaching, find a coach who can help you. And then the other thing is find a business or a service or product that you can model that after. And let them take all the arrows in their backs. Let them be the ones who basically have figured it out and then model that and use that for your success.
Yeah. And I love that. That is so important. I think that if I was going to start from scratch again, I would agree with that. I would align myself with other like-minded people who are more successful than I am. And really try to understand what got them to where they're at and what mistakes to avoid. All right, so final question for you. I'm sure that, again, as you guys have grown ClickFunnels and you guys can, I'm sure there are points, and maybe not so much in ClickFunnels, but maybe in some of the other ventures that you've tried where fear had reared its ugly head, and maybe giving you some pushback, giving you some doubt. So how do you deal with fear or doubt or when something's like, man, I don't know if I should do this, but I kind of want to do this, but I'm scared or whatever phraseology you use. How do you deal with that?
Well, that's one of the things we deal with on a daily basis, it seems like. No matter how successful you are, there's always a matter of fear as far as how much bigger can we get, how many more people can we serve. I remember when we first started ClickFunnels, it was literally within the first year. I was with Russell in Denver. He left me in Denver and was with his family flying to London to speak. And while he was in the middle in air, our servers all crashed. And so by the time he got down, landed, you know, Facebook's blowing up. What's going on with ClickFunnels? Things are going wrong. And so there was a ton of fear for all of us as far as what happens. And I think the main thing, the way you overcome fear is by taking action. And too often people will sit back and just kind of let life run its course through fear. I believe that the only way you deal with fear is head on. And for us at that point, it was a matter of saying, of being super transparent and telling our users, this is what's happened. we're in the process of moving those over and we'll get them moving as fast as we possibly can. But I think you got to be transparent about the fear, about what's really going on. People are much more aware of people who are honest and transparent with things. Even though you're being honest and transparent doesn't mean you still aren't going to deal with the fear of what happens. What if we can't get our servers back up? What happens if, and I think you start playing the what if game, the best way to overcome the what if game is just start working. Just put your head down and just start working and go. You got to go through it. There's no other, I've got a coin on my desk here. Ryan Holiday basically had a book called The Obstacle is the Way. And I've got a little coin I have on my desk. It reminds me of that all the time. And that is typically the obstacle that's in front of you is put there for you to grow. And as you go over that mountain or that obstacle, go right through it, what you'll find on the other side is there's a little bit of success and there's going to be another obstacle right after that. And I think that's part of life. That's where we get the juice of life as well. As you start building up those business muscles by overcoming fear, and more fear you overcome, the easier it is to deal with the next fear as it comes to you.
Yeah, I love that. And I like what you just said there about those obstacles, because unfortunately, as society, we have been trained to avoid obstacles, to avoid fear, to avoid confrontation, to avoid the hard things. And the reality is that we have been given, not to freak anybody out and get spiritual here, but we have been endowed with the power from our Creator to overcome obstacles and to do hard things. And when we do hard things, we become better, not because those hard things are easier, but that we have become better and we are, have grown, as you said, and now we can take on another hard thing and then another hard thing. And that's where the juice of life really is. And what's so funny to me is my wife and I were talking about this thing. And one of the things that you're probably aware of, Reebok has this thing called Spartan Race, and there's another program called Tough Mudder, and there's like three or four of these obstacle courses, and it's all these people flocking, paying hundreds of dollars to go do hard things, but yet, most of these people, I think, if you put them in, let's say, in an environment like an entrepreneur environment or some other environment, they may forget that they can do hard things. And I think that that's why some of these games have caught on fire, is because it reminds people that they can do hard things. It rewards them for trying to do hard things, not for necessarily succeeding, but just for getting out there and trying. You might be the last person to get off that Spartan race, but you're still going to walk away with a medallion and a t-shirt and a pat on your back, and people are going to support you and holler for you. And that's, I think, you know, back to what you're saying, people have forgotten that, you know, obstacles is really what we're built to. One of the reasons that we're put on earth is to overcome obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And we just get better at it.
Oh, I totally, totally agree with you. We could go for hours on that topic alone. But I know I've done a couple of Tough Mudders. My wife is an avid marathon runner. I remember her very first marathon. I was there with her brother. And it was one of those things where we were probably about mile 24, 25, and just watching all these runners going by. And he turned to me and goes, you know, Dave, every single excuse I have for not running the marathon has just ran by me. And I thought, you know what? That's really true. You find that's how life works. You can make all the excuses in the world, but what you'll find is you start looking at it, people who are in much worse situations than you, they're still out there making stuff happen. So I think you just go for it. You deal with the obstacles as they come and you just keep going.
I love it. I love it. Dave, it's been a blast having you on the show. We've been talking about ClickFunnels. You guys can find out more about ClickFunnels at where, Dave? Where can they find out more about ClickFunnels?
ClickFunnels.com, CLICKFUNNELS.
Yep, ClickFunnels.com, fairly easy name to remember, ClickFunnels.com. Dave Woodward, thank you so much. Looking forward to having you back again, my friend.
My pleasure, Bert. Thanks.
All righty. Good stuff there from the Chief Revenue and Business Development Officer, Dave Woodward from ClickFunnels.com. And if you have not checked out ClickFunnels.com, check them out and play around with it. If by chance they ask you, you know, where did you hear about us, tell them, hey, Bert Martinez sent you or Money for Lunch sent you or whatever. I get no remuneration, but it's always good to let people know where they found out about them. So my friends, I hope that you've gotten some great inspiration from today's show, some great ideas that life is about overcoming obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, literally going from obstacle, growing from obstacle to obstacle without losing any enthusiasm. That's the new definition of that word. And then also, what else did we talk about? Man, we talked about using a program like ClickFunnels to go from zero to $10,000 in revenue in like 60 days. If you have the clarity and the motivation and the drive to do it, you can do it. We've all been in situations where we felt unstoppable. And that is something that comes from inside of all of us. There are so many great ideas that Dave talked about. And I just love his take on fear. Fear is one of those things that we constantly will deal with. I can tell you, I was deathly afraid when my wife got pregnant. Even though we planned for it, I'd never been a father before, so that was a pretty scary thing. And now I'm having my first grandchild, so that again is kind of a scary yet exciting thing. So fear is something that we're always dealing with, whether it's in the dining room or in the boardroom. Our job is to learn how to dance or manage fear. So a lot of great stuff from Dave Woodward and ClickFunnels. And always, my friends, let's share this episode with everybody we know. Let's help as many people out there create a business where they can help their communities, where they can build schools, where they can help get these people who are being human trafficked, whatever the word is, who are being kidnapped and abused and trafficked. Let's get that to stop. And the only way to do that is to become successful in our business, successful in our lives, and to give to our communities, to our communities, to support those that we trust a great job. So this program with everybody, remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.